From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
I have something that we can say today. You know, for years, as a parting gift for our on-air players, we've been sending them the Puzzle Master Presents, a book of puzzles heard here on Weekend Edition Sunday. That was only volume one.
That's right. This past week, I turned in the manuscript for the Puzzle Master Presents Volume 2, which is tentatively supposed to come out in November. And, you know, when I bring a puzzle for this puzzle segment, we don't get to use all of it. We don't get to use all the examples. So the book will have a lot of parts that have never been aired.
That'll be fun. Relive old times. All right, well, let's just relive a week ago. What was the challenge you gave everyone last week?
Yes, it came from listener Myron Beckenstein of Columbia, Maryland. I said, consider the word thatch. It has six letters. The first and fourth letters are the same, and the second and sixth letters are the same. And I said only a few other words in English have this pattern. I'd like you to think of two such words that go together to name an important demographic group. What group is it?
And important was an operative adjective in that demographic group. What group is it?
Well, my intended answer was Indian people. We also accepted Indian Asians.
A handful of others sent in proper people and elderly people. Well, we had about 450 people send in the answer that you selected, and our randomly chosen winner is Rick Pasinski, and he joins us from Grosse Pointe Park, Michigan. Hi, Rick.
Hello.
Where's Grosse Pointe Park?
Oh, it's just outside Detroit.
No kidding. How far outside Detroit?
Well, we're about three blocks in.
Oh, all right. What do you do there in Grosse Pointe Park?
I'm an attorney for Masco Corporation.
Ah, and you're a puzzle fan.
I am.
Really? You've been listening to this program a long time?
Well, I think I've been trying to get on for 5 or 6 years. So it's my lucky day.
Well, it is your lucky day, because you know why? You will get to play Puzzle on the Air with me, and Will is the one who is going to be giving us the clues, so I'm counting on you. Okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, Will, please meet Rick. Let's play.
All right, Rick, this is for Puzzle Lieutenants. I'm going to read you some sentences. Each sentence has two blanks. The word that goes in the first blank starts with an L. Change the L to a T sound, and phonetically you'll get a new word that goes in the second blank to complete the sentence. For example, if I said, somehow someone forgot to play the bugle at night at camp, so there was a blank on blank. You'd say there was a lapse on taps.
Oh, dear.
All right, number one. A luxury Japanese auto dealer in Houston might be called blank of blank. First word starts with L, second one with T.
Can you repeat that one?
A luxury Japanese auto dealer in Houston might be called a blank of blank.
Lexus of Texas?
Lexus of Texas is right. Number two, at the antique store, there was a stick-on blank with information on every blank and chair.
One more time? Sorry?
Label and table?
Yeah, there was a stick-on label for every table. That's right. In driver's education, students are blank the proper way of blank the steering wheel.
Learn and turn?
Yeah, they're learning how to turning the steering wheel is right. Good job. Removing 1,000 pounds of NASA equipment will help blank the load of the blank rocket.
Lighten and tighten.
Oh, nice.
Excellent. The ne'er-do-well playboy on Falcon Crest was played by Lorenzo Blank. Not Philip Michael Blank.
Boy, got me on that one.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Can
now
I call
this
for
is
a lifeline?
Yes, and I will be that for you because I've watched far too much television. Lamas and Thomas.
That's right. Philip Michael Thomas of Miami Vice, of course. As the president's weight comically ballooned to 300 pounds, everyone blank at blank.
Laughed at Taft.
That's it. If you want to keep an animal securely tied down, use a blank blank.
Yeah, the teesh is not a word, Rick.
No, I know.
I wish it was. I really do.
Think about the T word, what you would tie an animal with.
Leather tether.
That's it. You'd use a leather tether. Good job. For an alcoholic with heart problems, too much blank isn't good for the blank.
Yeah, too much liquor isn't good for the ticker.
That's it. The shift of the blank batter in the batting lineup Blank the player who was bumped to number two.
Tasked is not a word, so it's not last in tasked.
No, left, what's the opposite? He was,
first?
Lead off.
That's it.
Teed off.
And he was teed off, that's right.
Very good.
And your last one. At a Chinese restaurant, a dish of blank is unlikely to give you blank poisoning.
Lo mein and tomi.
That's it.
Rick, you were great.
Thank you.
Nice work.
I have to watch more television.
No, you don't. No, believe me, because you knew all the others, you see. Well, we're going to send you some things for being our guest on Puzzle today. You'll get the weekend edition lapel pin, the Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Reference Set with CD-ROM, has print and electronic versions of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, and Volume 1 of the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House. Volume 2 is coming in November. Tell us your public radio station, Rick.
Well, we support WUM in Ann Arbor and WDET in Detroit.
You support both stations?
I do.
Good for you. Rick Pazinski in Grosse Pointe Park, Michigan. You're so great. Thanks a lot for playing our puzzle today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Oh, our pleasure. Now, Will, what is the challenge that all of our listeners can work on this week?
Yes, it's a spinoff of the on-air puzzle, and it's on the easy side, I think. I'd like you to name two parts of the human body that are the same, except that one starts with an L sound and the other starts with a T sound. So again, you're looking for the names of two parts of the human body that are the same, except one starts with an L sound and the other starts with a T sound. What body parts are these?
When you know the answer, email it to us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include your day and evening phone numbers because we will call you if you are the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz, who joined us from New York. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.